Frances, welcome to the Thursday Daily. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Steph. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, tell us, just to start with, how did you feel when you saw your artwork displayed on the Sydney Opera House on Tuesday morning?
I guess that's one of the main questions that I've been asked since Tuesday. And I guess there's no real way that I can actually put it into words, except that it was just such a humbling experience for myself as an artist, like to be given that opportunity, but also to actually, not just to display my work, but to have my voice heard through the artwork to a national, international audience.
Mm. Now, the piece is called Angweri, which is a word from Yagi language. Can you tell us about what that word means?
So after I completed the artwork, I thought, okay, the title of the artwork is something that is just as important as the physical piece. And so I thought it's got to be something that can actually prompt the conversation around changing the date, but as well as, I guess, just making all of Australia aware of why it is important for us as First Nations artists to have our voices heard, but to understand that there has been, like, living in Australia, all Australians are so lucky that we have a culture such as the Aboriginal culture. Like, this is a culture that's over 65,000 years old. And it's not just ours as Aboriginal people. It's all of Australia's culture. Mm. This is your history as much as it is mine.
Mm.
And so I think all Australians are extremely privileged to have that within their Australian culture. And I guess it's that conversation about changing the date. Like, I would love to celebrate Australia Day, just not on that date. I can't bring myself to do it. Mm. And so I guess that was one of the things that was quite conflicting in myself as a First Nations person, but also like that date. And then I thought, well, hang on, this is my opportunity to share my voice, to share my reasons behind it, but to also create an artwork that is not only aesthetically pleasing, but has a message about who we are as a country.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting, and I can't imagine the sort of the range of emotions and also perhaps a sense of sort of responsibility having your voice heard so and broadcast so broadly around Australia on Australia Day. And I believe they raised an Australian flag and an Indigenous flag as well following that. Did it somewhat feel sort of, what was the emotion like in terms of this is a step towards giving Indigenous people a voice on Australia Day and an opportunity for you to vocalise your words and your thoughts on changing the date, yet we have a Prime Minister who has, you know, in the lead up to Australia Day has sort of reinforced his support of that date marking, you know, the country coming together or whatever. Is it a bit of a conflict for you? Are you sort of looking at progression at the same time as nothing actually changing?
Yeah, I guess in a sense it kind of feels as though every time we take 10 steps forward, there'll be something that happens that will drag us back. And so it's like we're walking against such a strong tide with actually progressing to make change. But I don't even think that I actually mentioned what Angweri means, even though that was your question.
Yeah.
So it means to talk, to begin to speak. And so that would be my hopes, to begin that conversation. But those conversations are only successful if we actually have people that are willing to listen. That's all we're asking for. Mm. It's like, be willing to listen. Don't just listen on the surface and smile and nod. We want you to listen deeply.
Mm.
And I guess the senior Australian of the year, Dr. Miriam Rose, she's an amazing woman. And I remember studying her work of Didiri many years ago. And those words, like Didiri, is that inner deep listening, that quiet still awareness where you actually take into account the hurt of the past and you acknowledge it. And I think as a nation, we truly can't move forward until all Australians are listened to, but in particularly the First Nations people of this land.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about the artwork itself. Why don't you tell us a bit about the markings and the lines that were seen on the Opera House and what they mean?
Okay, so when I was designing the artwork, I had a few different options that I was going over, and then I think as it came down to it, I came to the point where I thought, okay, it needs to be something that can be identifiable as my art because I have quite a unique style. And so it needs to be something that I'm happy to put up there, but it needs to actually meet the brief. And so the brief was to create an artwork that represented the 250 plus Aboriginal language groups in Australia, as well as the 200 different nationalities that call Australia home. And so the colours are inspired by the vast array of colours that we see in the Australian landscape. And I've also included, like, made sure that I include the colours of the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander flag and the Australian flag. Mm-hmm. And so the language groups are represented by small circle markings, and then the 200 different nationalities are represented by linear markings, so small dashes within that. And there's like a brown, deep red marking, which represents the coastline and the country that we... So they're all colours that are represented in Australia.
Mm. Okay. And as you mentioned, Angwiri means to talk, to converse, and that's what this artwork was about. Art is such an important thing, and such an important way to broadcast issues and to begin conversations. How do you see artwork, not only your own, but art in general, playing a role in continuing this conversation about what needs to change around the date, the 26th of January?
I guess, like, there's so many different amazing artists out there, and I really admire the artists that can produce artwork that is loud and in your face. And it has that clear statement. But I guess with my artwork, it's always been very subtle, and it does have like a slight political element to it. But I guess the main thing is we can't be censored as artists, because the reason why we do art, that's a way of healing ourselves. And so if we can't heal ourselves, how can we expect our artwork to go on and share like a message about healing of the nation?
Mm. Okay, so important. Okay, and finally, is there some way that your artwork, Angwiri, will sort of live on? Obviously, it was projected onto the Opera House on Australia Day, but is it something that people can return to in another format?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's always going to be there, and I think that's probably like the beginning of perhaps a whole new series of work that might spark further conversation within the community and something that can be shared greatly. But it's always, whenever I do artwork, I say I don't just create the art for myself. I create it for my two young children, but also the rest of my Yagle family up here in McLean. So this is my way of documenting our story. And it's so important because as First Nations people, we are very visual people. That's our form of storytelling.
Mm. Fantastic. All right. Well, that's all we have time for this morning, Frances. It's an amazing artwork. I urge people to take a look where they can. Thank you so much for it and for contributing to this such important conversation at this time. And thanks for joining me on 2SER this morning.
Thanks so much, Steph.